Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. Are you discouraged today because maybe you stepped on the scales this morning and the number was even higher than you expected because another weekend of birthday parties, wedding receptions, church potlucks, and going through the drive-thru eating a quick lunch or dinner so you can get to that next event? Well, if you're discouraged and maybe lost hope with your weight and eating habits, you're going to be encouraged this week as Trainer Joe is going to be our guest. Trainer Joe is certified by the International Sports Science Association in Fitness and Nutrition, and he started Trainer Joe's Health and Weight Loss 21-Day Transformation 7 years ago and has helped hundreds of people lose thousands of pounds over those 7 years. And there's two things that I really like about Trainer Joe's program, having been through it a few years ago myself. One, it's only 21 days. We all can do something for 21 days. And secondly, it's faith-based, full of scripture. It has a daily devotion plan that takes only a couple minutes that encourages you with some great stories and Bible verses. Joe, one of the things that I've seen through being under your teaching is it's more than your program about just losing weight. It's kind of about changing a mindset, isn't it? In fact, you even wrote a book about this, right?
Yeah, it really is. Unless we change the way we think, we don't change the way we do things. And, you know, there's a couple of scriptures that fit my program quite well. And one is Romans chapter 1 when it talks about the renewed mind. You know, we just have to get between our ears before we're really going to make changes. And that's our emphasis. A lot of people want to try things and do diets, but if they don't change the way they think, we can find out very quickly why we go back to the way we were, because we never changed the way we thought about it.
Well, let me ask you this. Why did you start this program? I know it's been 7 years.
Yeah, but I was in a different career for a lot of years. I was in sales. I did mainly insurance sales for a lot of years. And in late 2010, we had an opportunity to do something different. The sales world was good. Insurance was good and was able to make good money and save money. And when we decided to change direction, we were able to do that without taking out loans and that sort of thing, and put a gym in my basement and started working with individuals. And some of those had businesses. And the one lady in particular had a heating and air company. And she said, "Hey, can you come teach some of this to my people?" She enjoyed the getting fit part, but the main thing was getting the mindset change, because we were talking about what she was eating, why she was eating it, and she began to make some changes. And I said, "Yeah, I'd love to come talk to your people." I said, "When do you want to do that?" She said, "How about 2 weeks?" I said, "Great, let's do it." So I had to start praying real hard, because I really didn't have a program yet. It was just the way I thought and did things and was kind of relaying it to her. So I had to turn it into something a little bit more formal. So that was the start of a 21-day. I'd been doing health and fitness for a couple of years before the 21-day transformation came about. So that's kind of how it got started. And I was in a church service once, and I'll just add this real quick, too, and this kind of confirmed what I was doing. The preacher said, "If you're still not sure what you need to be doing in life," he said, "consider the possibility that the thing that ticks you off might be the thing that makes you tick." And that struck me right then. I was like, you know, it bothered me. I had so many friends and relatives and people at church that were really struggling with this. And some of them were quite sick and on lots of meds, and some of them had died of heart attacks. And I was like, this isn't that complicated if we can get people thinking differently. So that was kind of good for me, because it was like, this is what you're supposed to be doing, because there's a clarity that I have when it comes to this that most people lack, and so I help transfer that clarity to them.
Well, that's the thing I love about it. I've been through it before, and you bring it down on the lower shelf to even somebody like me can understand.
Lower
it.
Shelf, I like that, yeah.
And that's the thing I like about it. You make it simple, but I love because you're so honest about it, and you tell people, you know, it's not really a willpower problem. It's a belief problem. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah, it's interesting. You remember that, yeah, because it seems to be really true. I was reading a book once by a guy, and it wasn't about weight loss. It was something else, but he said something in this book that I thought, man, is that really what it's about? He said that a wavering commitment was not primarily a problem of the will, but a problem of deficient belief. And the wavering commitment might mean somebody that gains and loses, you know, and they just can't maintain that commitment. They think, I just don't have enough willpower. And really what the deal is our belief is not deep enough to help us to overcome. It's kind of like if you were struggling not to eat late at night. You know, a lot of people really, that's their last meal is what's getting them.
Guilty.
You know what I'm saying? So that's real common. It's like, man, you know, they get home, they're finally unwinding, and they're going to eat. And they're like, well, I can't quit doing that. But if one day they found out from their doctor that if they ate anything after 7 o'clock, they die. You know, if their doctor told them that and they believe that, suddenly it just wouldn't be that big a deal. They would just do it. With the same willpower they had the day before, they would just do it because now they're believing differently about something. And so it really does come down to how can we change the way we think about it, and then we'll change the way we behave.
Well, and one of the things, and having been at one time for about 10 years of my life, a full-time pastor at a church, executive pastor at one of the largest churches here in town, and pastoring some smaller churches since then, you know, we talk about be careful about drinking and smoking and things like that, but we don't really like talking about the gluttony thing or the food thing. It seems like almost all church activities involve food, and a lot of times there's not a lot of healthy options, yet the Bible does talk about the body is the temple. So kind of, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, that's so tough. And I've done a lot of this at churches, and I worked. I actually had a call one time from a guy, and he was I didn't know who he was when I answered the phone, and I took a risk on picking the phone up because I thought it was going to be one of these robot calls or something. But I said, hello. He said, he told me his name. He said, could you help an old crusty preacher lose 100 pounds? And I really liked the way that sounded because I'm like, this guy's ready, whatever's going on. And I was like, yeah. So we started working together, and he'd lost 50 or 60 pounds with me. And then he went to another church to speak that he had helped found the church. And he went up there to talk, and he didn't have any socks on or something, you know, the preppy look, maybe with khakis. And he said something like, you know, I can tell that some of you are judging me for not wearing socks, but nobody said anything when I was up here a year ago at 350 pounds. Mm. You know, and there is this, there's this let it go, that gets a pass, and I get it. You know, our culture is so much, we don't want to say anything to offend anybody, and I understand that. We don't. But at the same time, we might not see it correctly when we're like, you know, I would never do certain things that would be unhealthy, like maybe smoke cigarettes, but I don't have an issue of being 50 or 100 pounds overweight. And really, if you think about it, if the health is the concern, there is research that would say being 60 pounds overweight is equivalent to smoking a certain number of cigarettes a day as far as what it's doing to our health. But we just we put it in a different category, and in a lot of ways we give it a pass. And one of the things I like to do is help people see things differently so that they begin to take this as seriously as they would, you know, another addiction that our culture sees as maybe more detrimental or serious.
Well, it's just amazing the extremes that people go to kind of with addiction. We talk about drugs and alcohol, but food can become an addiction too, can it, Joe?
Sure. It's, you know, we got to eat. So people will say, well, it's so different than any other addiction because you got to eat. And I agree with that. You know, you don't have to smoke, so you could just totally give up smoking. You don't have to drink to live, so you could just totally give up drinking, but you have to eat. But one of the things we look at is we talk about how much we eat, and we eat enough to weigh what we weigh. And when we eat too much or excessively, then we weigh too much. We kind of boil it down, like you said. Would you say bottom shelf?
Yeah.
Yeah. But on the lower shelf, yep. If you didn't eat that much, you wouldn't weigh that much. So the excess that we eat is unnecessary. You know, we don't need that. So, yes, we have to eat, but we don't have to eat excessively. So I think in one sense, the addiction is the addiction to excess. Right? It's not addiction to food as much as it is feeling the way I feel when I eat a little too much, feeling the way I feel when I eat these things that I really like. And so a mindset change is going to be very helpful, if not absolutely necessary, to get the change and the long-term benefits that we want.
Well, one of the things I've found for myself, and tomorrow we're going to have a phenomenal guest, Sherry's going to be with us, and she lost over 200 pounds doing Trainer Joe's program, so you want to make sure you don't miss tomorrow's program and maybe invite somebody to join.
People really, if you know anybody, I mean, she's just been a – really, it's miraculous when when you see somebody do what Sherry's done. So, yeah, I would just second that. If people know anybody that's struggling with this, she's just doing it, you know, and it's been remarkable to watch her. And not that we emphasize doing this quickly, but she lost 200 pounds in about 15 months, which is crazy. Wow. She just locked in. She got a mindset change, and then she did it. I'll be looking forward to that myself, him and her.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. But one of the things that I want to ask her about tomorrow, but I want to ask you, you said this in the class that I recently attended, hunger is a feeling, not your master.
Yeah. Yeah, we tend to think if I'm hungry, I'm supposed to eat, and that's not always the case. It's kind of like if I feel like spending money, that means I'm supposed to spend money. Well, not if you don't have it to spend. You know, it may not be always the thing to do, so we have to look at our instruments that we're using that determine what we do. It's kind of like in a plane. You have instruments that tell you which way to go, and we might think, well, it looks like I should fly this direction. It looks like blue skies when actually it's the ocean. You know, and sometimes we're like, well, I feel like eating, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's time to eat. And so we have to realize that hunger is a feeling. It's not our master. And another, you know, I mentioned the Romans verse. If there was another verse that guides my program, it's when Paul said all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. I am fine with whatever anybody wants to eat. I eat whatever I want to eat. But we have to get to the point where we realize not all things are beneficial. And he goes on to say, I won't be mastered by anything, or I won't be a slave to anything. So we get to where we can become really a slave to eating a certain way or certain foods, and that's certainly not what God wants for us. We're made for more than that, and he gives us freedom that goes really beyond what we think sometimes, because sometimes we're like, well, there's no way I could change the way I eat. There's no way I could eat this way or that way. And really, we think, you know, I'm free to eat whatever I want. And I would say we are free to eat what we want, but there's a freedom to do what you most deeply want. And for most people, they want something more deeply than they do a Hostess Twinkie or a Little Debbie. Well, and that's to be healthy and lose the weight.
Oh, absolutely. Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 is the verse Joe was taught about. It says, I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12, and that applies in so many areas of our life, doesn't it, Joe?
It does. It does. And certainly in this one. And it's just fascinating to see how we put things in different categories in the food we really, sometimes we don't want to address it because it's like, finally, I get to come home and have an outlet. You know, I'm not doing the other things. I don't have these other addictions. I don't want anybody telling me what to eat, how much to eat or not to eat. And I get that. But when it's destructive, you know, I don't think God wants us to continue in that way. So he provides for us what we need there. And hopefully we can see the things that he brings into our paths is grace. You know, I've needed a lot of grace in my life, and I oftentimes saw it in the form of people that God brought into my life to help me or to say something to me or a book somebody gave to me. And I think in the same way with the food, he brings things into our lives to help us, and sometimes we're just not ready for them, and we don't receive them. So until we're ready to appropriate the gifts, the grace, the blessings, the things that he brings into our lives, we tend to stay stuck.
All right. Well, I want to encourage you that this Friday night, November 1st, at the Strong Shop on Harrisburg Road, right next to the Bella Reef Kroger there. Like if you're going out to Southland Christian Church, a lot of people are familiar with that. There on the left, he's got a free weight loss igniter. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. And then the following Tuesday, November 5th at 7:30 p.m., he's going to start a 21-day transformation that's just going to meet on Tuesday nights for 21 days. And so if you want to find out more information about that, I want to encourage you to check out his website, trainerjoes.com. That's trainerjoes.com. Tune in tomorrow because we're going to talk with Sherry, who's lost over 200 pounds on Trainer Joe's program. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
This is Trainer Joe. Most people struggle with weight loss. Let me help you by showing you how to look at food and weight loss in a whole new way so you can lose weight and keep it off. You are invited to a free weight loss igniter this Friday, November 1st, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. at Strong Shop Fitness next to the Bella Reef Kroger. For more information, go to trainerjoes.com. That's trainerjoes.com.